you were having a great time on Sunday talking about the Golden Globes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On how horrible it was. And which I don't understand these producers, why you let a show like this go on where people are just yelling into their laptop. Mm-hmm. And it looks like crap. It sounds like crap. The people weren't even dressed decently. It was unwatchable. It really was.
Well, the thing that was the most offensive to me, though, because there were two things that really bothered me. One of them was the fact that all the women who were at home got really dolled up, like full on dress. Like Julia Garner from Ozark was like, thank you, Prada. Prada made a dress just for her for the Golden Globes and hair and makeup and whatever. And Amanda Seyfried had this gorgeous dress. I don't even know who made it because I wasn't really paying attention, but this big like giant thing on her shoulder and this just stunning. And she took all these pictures of her like looking behind herself like, oh, I'm so adorable. And she is adorable, you know, and looks great in the dress. And then there's Jason Sudeikis at home in a like a hoodie. You know what I mean? Like a tie-dyed hoodie.
Right.
And that's it right there. The expectation of women versus men. Like it's okay for a man to be famous and just be at home in a hoodie. But there was not one woman who was like just wearing a t-shirt.
You know what I mean? There's it wasn't just a man. It was just Jason Sudeikis. I mean, every other guy was dressed decently. Jason looked like crap. That was ridiculous. That was I think that he's in this big slump now because his girlfriend left him.
Right.
And he's in, you know, he's in that mode that okay, he's not getting out of
this. Him. His girlfriend left him for Harry Styles. Like
and she's never coming back. And
right. So, I mean, if she left him for like, I don't know, Sacha Baron Cohen or somebody. Yeah. You'd be like, nah, she'll be back. But she left him for somebody who is so hot, like smoking hot. His career is hot. He's young. He's smart. He's a lovely person. We've interviewed him. You can't do better than Harry Styles. Like being left, that would be like, it's like being left for Angelina Jolie, you know, being left for Charlize Theron.
She's not coming back. And so he's in the same clothes he's been in since May. Since she left. And he's only been eating ice cream and sitting on a couch. So he doesn't have the will to get off the couch and put a shirt on.
And get dressed.
Wait a
minute. Maybe it's not tie-dye. Maybe those are stains from all the food for the past couple of months. Like, it wasn't tie-dye. It was just like, there's a little Chinese food. Here's some pizza, you know?
Yeah. If I was close to him, like if he's a buddy of mine, I'm worried mm-hmm. about him because his speech didn't make any sense. He just kept going on and on and on. He was dressed like crap. He looked like crap. There was nothing good about that.
Don Cheadle had to give him the wrap-up sign. Don Cheadle was like, wrap it
Who
up.
Who was dressed to the hilt, you know? So it good, wasn't it wasn't just guys. It was just Jason. So, but my problem is it's not the way it looked. It's the way it sounded.
Oh, well, that was the second thing that I was going to say. I mean, you don't know a sound mixer? I mean, you're Goldie Hawn's kid. You're Goldie Hawn's sitting right there. And so is Kurt Russell. Kate Hudson. She was interviewed a couple of times. She's like yelling across the room. It's like, get a microphone, girl. Get a boom mic. Talk to a friend. Put a lav on. Just, you don't know anybody in the sound world?
No, that's I blame the producers of that show because now you can get this little mic that you can clip right on your shirt.
Yeah, a lav. That's what I said, a lavalier mic.
But now there's a new one that's wireless that will connect right to your computer. You just put it on and you're done.
Right, Bluetooth it, yeah.
The ratings were the worst almost in history, of recent history.
Wow.
So 1.5 among adults 18-49. 1.5.
Yeah. Right. Well, they have several issues. The first is all of those shows that were and movies that were nominated, nobody's seen any of them. Who's been to the movies? Who goes to the movies anymore? Like, I mean, I'm a SAG nominator person, and a lot of those things are on my SAG list too. And I was like, I didn't even know this was a movie. Like, it's on HBO Max. Okay, I'll go there. Like, there were so many things that I had never even heard of.
Right, and then you say you look back and you go, well, who really cares about ratings anymore? Well, NBC paid $60 million each year to broadcast this. So if you think about it, NBC paid $60 million for a bi-coastal Zoom call.
Right. That's what they, and it was a bi-coastal Zoom call because they didn't, except for having Tina Fey at Rock Center and having Amy Poehler at, where was she?
Wherever she was.
Yeah, wherever she was, you know, except for having them where they were, everybody else was just at home on Zoom with terrible audio.
Right. So NBC was asking me to sit at home, watch a 3-hour conference call outside of work hours. You know, I do this all day long.
I know, I'm on Zoom all day long.
The celebrities look like they didn't even want to be there. They're on a really bad conference call, and you pulled a 1.5 rating.
Whoa.
Which is crazy low.